September, which means it's back to school, my luscious ones. For those of you that have been around for a while, you probably will recall that September is one of my least favorite months of the year. Probably PTSD from all those years having to go to back to school in September. I was definitely not one of those kids that looked forward to going back to school in any way at all. And I think that I've just carried that over with me into adulthood. But back to school definitely makes for some fun and very hot erotic audios to come. So I obviously have some things in mind for this month, which I'll discuss a little later. First, I'll get into some of the things that I learned last month. As you know, I always learn new naughty things every month, and some random hijinks and life updates that I know some of you look forward to in these monthly updates. And the reason I saved this update for a little later is because I did have a wedding to attend this weekend, and I wanted to come to you with this update after the wedding to see if there were any hijinks or anything fun that I could report back in my monthly updates. Unfortunately, I didn't know this prior to going to the wedding, but it was a very small wedding consisting of mostly people that I would be closely related to, or as good as closely related to in the wedding. So not as exciting as the last one, although it was a gorgeous wedding, a perfect day for it, not too hot, not too cold. It was outdoors for some of it, including the sort of pre-reception cocktails, which is amazing, and the venue is great, the food was great. I had a good time. I know as men you don't care about the table settings and the overall theme of the wedding and all of that, so I won't bore you with all of that. You'll just have to trust me that it was very, very well done. Low-key and small, but I enjoyed myself. I got to dance and drink and laugh, so that's all that matters at a wedding. Well, mostly. And yes, weddings do make me horny. I got asked that, and I got asked what I think about weddings makes women horny, and I think it's the love, the romance, the kissing. Men, not all men, so I don't want a broad brush here, but I don't think men need the romantic bits as much to get them horny. And not all women do, and I don't always need those either, but that is one of the triggers that usually makes women horny. So I think that's why men notice that women are hornier at weddings, because we're surrounded by this loving couple and everybody gushing about their love and how they met and how wonderful they are. And, you know, it's a wedding, the dresses, the whole thing. It just leads you to be in a loving sort of mood. And for women, that loving sort of mood could lead to, yeah, now I want someone to hug and kiss and rub my naked body against. So that's the reason. Plus, there's alcohol, and usually a lot of it. So that does tend to loosen the lips and the legs. I did wear another dress that, yeah, it was still low cut, showed off my boobs. Not as dramatically as the dress for the last wedding I went to earlier in this year did. My sister didn't offer me a safety pin to button up my tits at this wedding. Although it's funny because my guy, of course, he likes big breasts, I would assume. I mean, he's with me. He has to. He better. He does. He likes it when I have stuff where my breasts look good or they're kind of shown off a bit. But he's not one of these guys that notices every other woman. He's oblivious might not be the right word, but sometimes he's oblivious. And after the wedding, the day after, he did comment on another woman there because she spent a while talking to our table, someone we've known for a long enough while, but don't get to see very often. And she was literally busting out of her dress. And so he made a comment on how her breasts were really popping in that dress that she had on. And it's not someone that he would ever really be interested in. Not that she's not a lovely or attractive woman, but it was just fun to hear, actually. Normally, I can be a little bit jealous, not for just a little comment or something like that, but I could be pretty possessive for all of my loving lots of men and lots of cocks. Yes, I know it's quite hypocritical of me, but I'm pretty good. So when he said it, I just laughed it off and I was like, fuck yeah, she was showing a lot of boob in that dress. And I'm like, more power to her. If you've got them, flaunt them. That's my motto anyways. So not too much to report from the wedding other than it was a good time. I guess since I'm talking about my guy and sexy things, something came up this month and it was like an epiphany for me on talking to your partner about sexual things and likes and dislikes, because somehow we got into a conversation about being hot and sweaty. And normally I don't like to be sweaty. Like if it's outside in the summer, probably especially because I like to dress up, or if I'm going somewhere and I'm going to be out in the sun a while, I don't really want to be all sweaty. I just don't think that's an attractive look. I know some of you totally disagree with me and are picturing a hot and sweaty Lacey as a really fucking turn on, but that's just not my thing. Although, if you were fucking and getting sweaty, that's just par for the course. Would it be something I really crave? I can't tell you. We have air conditioning, so it's been a long time since I've had really hot, sweaty sex. You always get hot fucking, don't get me wrong. But anyway, I guess the way I phrased the question to him wasn't really a question. We were having a conversation about, again, being sweaty, and I think I said something about, like, sweat dripping down your body sex, and I guess the way my expression was when I said it was sort of giving him the impression that that was gross, that I don't want sweat dripping down my body sex, which, again, I'm not sure whether I'm totally into that or not. I'll tell you when next time that happens how much I liked it. I didn't, so don't hold your breath for that. But he automatically was like, yeah, and he made this face, and he didn't really comment very much on it. And then it hit me. I think he thinks that I don't like this from my expression. And now, because he's being kind of noncommittal about it, I don't know what his real feelings are on it. And I was curious. So then I said to him, well, what do you think? Do you like real sweaty sex? Then I got a more animated answer and he was like, yeah, of course. I think that's hot. And that, knowing him, really didn't actually surprise me by that answer. So I was like, wow, I really wouldn't have known that if I didn't ask you. You kind of just gave me the impression you didn't like it. And he's like, no, I like it. I think it's hot. And the epiphany for me was, I guess this is how most couples kind of know what their partner might not like or why they may not broach a certain sexual topic or ask to try a certain position or a certain thing, because I talk to, obviously, a lot of men, and some of them are like, oh, I could never ask my wife to do that, or my wife's not into that. And then I'll be like, how do you know? And they'll say, I just know she's just not into it. And from that conversation that I had with my guy about the sweaty sex, the way I phrased it, it just so happened to be the expression on my face, I guess, when I said it, he assumed I didn't like it, which isn't necessarily true, but he was willing to kind of go along with that. And if we were the type of couple, a different type of couple, and he really wanted sweaty sex, he might never broach that with me just because he would have assumed that I didn't like it. I hope I'm doing a better job of explaining this than it sounds, but, and sometimes people might be doing reverse psychology on you. You never know. They might be like, ew, you don't really like anal sex, do you? But they're really trying to see if you'll say, ah, I don't mind it, versus, yeah, that's terrible. And then in their head, they're probably going, damn it, I wish they said, I don't mind it. So just something to be mindful of when you're talking with your partner. And I don't know why. I think it's more of a female thing. If we say something to a guy and he gets the impression we might not like that, he'll just agree with us to keep the peace, but not really be honest and say, no, I actually like that. I think that's a hot thing. And if he didn't tell me and I didn't probe more and ask, I wouldn't know. And I think that he probably thought sweaty sex was not a good thing or gross or not fun. But now I know he's into it. It's like, I guess, the period sex question. I remember asking him that a while back. Did he think that was gross? And he was like, hell no, I don't care at all. Go for it. And that shocked me because I tend to think it's gross, it's messy, but not that that would stop me because those are my horny times. So just that little tidbit that I learned about myself and human nature and talking about sex that I didn't even realize I was doing. So I'm definitely going to try and keep a more neutral expression when I talk to, and I don't just mean him, like I know him pretty well. I can probably tell you a lot of his answers by now, but even other conversations about, and I guess it's not just sex, just other things, the way my expression or how I phrase something might just lead them to automatically agree or automatically disagree, giving me what they feel I want. And that's never the answer. I don't want anyone to tell me what they think I want to hear. I want you to be honest. I like honesty. Even if I don't agree with it, I like not agreeing too. It's what makes the world more interesting and what makes people interesting, in my opinion. What else? Oh, I did learn some new terms this month. I think I still have one from before that I have to go back to, but I learned about vabbing. If you've ever heard the word vabbing, it came up this month. I think it was a social media post. And it's the practice of taking the juices from your vagina, so I guess like fingering my wet pussy, and then dabbing that nectar behind my ears or on my wrist, where a woman would put perfume, she vabs. So I guess dabs her vaginal juices, which is how they get vabbing. That's where I assume they get vabbing from anyways. And dabs that on those areas. And I guess it's supposed to be very attractive to men, the pheromones. Or is it, do women have pheromones or men have pheromones? Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to look this up. Just a minute. Okay, so obviously biology was not a strong subject in school. Remember me hating back to school? Apparently, all sexes have pheromones, according to Google. So that's just that vabbing is a way of putting our pheromones out there, be more attractive to men, I guess. I'm curious if you would find that attractive or not, or enticing, or smelling someone's pussy on their neck or their wrist. I'm very curious because I could hear a lot of you in my head saying, oh, that would make my cock instantly hard. Then I could also hear some of you saying, no, I want to kind of work my way down to that scent on my own or what have you. Maybe I'll do a poll about it, just because I am very curious as to what your feedback on vabbing would be, yay or nay. I also heard something new about swingers and sort of the sign that you're down for swinging. As most of you probably already know, a pineapple, more so an upside down pineapple on your lawn, on your mailbox, on your hotel door, putting an upside down pineapple in your shopping cart, that's supposed to be a signal to other swingers that you are a swinger too, and that you like to switch things up and try different partners. But I also learned this month, again from social media, that if you have your tag out of the back of your shirt or dress, I guess, that would also mean that you're down for swinging. And it's so funny because I was in line at the bank before I knew this, a few days before, behind this older woman, but she was very well put together and not extremely. I'm making that sound a little bit too much, but she was well put together and the tag on her shirt was out. And I kept thinking, I bet you she doesn't know her tag's out. And I'm the type of person who probably would reach over and just say, your tag's out, let me fix it for you. People have done that to me. Like, I can even recall one within the last few months. Now, shit. Now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they put it back in or make a comment on it because they want to see if I said I purposely left it out. Because they want to know if I'm down for swinging. I'm trying to remember if it was a man or a woman that said my tag. I think it was a man. Oh my god. Now I'm having a different epiphany. Was he trying to see if I would say, oh, I left it out on purpose because I was down for swinging? That is insane. Oh my god. Now I'm kind of, I'm like blushing now thinking back to it because not more than, oh my god, I'm just thinking I was pretty naive if that's what he was doing. Shit. Okay. Anyways, if you leave your tag out, apparently you are down for swinging. So just keep that in mind when you're getting dressed, and I'll keep it in mind. I'll take my tag out sometimes and see what happens. That would be so funny. Okay. I learned that this month. I have a couple more quirky tidbits for you as well that I'll get to in a little bit, but I did want to slip in here some general updates, things to come, subscription type of stuff. I don't want to make this too long and boring and complicated, but the gist of it is for Patreon subscribers, and I'll try and put a link in this post as well if you want to read up about it, but Apple users who subscribe to Patreon creators using the Patreon app on their Apple device, so the iOS system, come November, they will be paying 30% more for their subscription, only if you subscribe through the iOS system to whichever creator you're supporting. And that's because Apple has decided that they want a 30% extra cut off of Patreon and their Patreon subscriptions, and that everybody else can eat it. If they don't like it, they can swallow that. And I'm 99% positive that no one's eating that 30%. So subscribers who subscribe that way will be charged 30% more. So all that to say, if you remain a subscriber and have always been a subscriber and don't change anything, it doesn't affect you whether you subscribed way back when through Apple or not. That doesn't change for existing subscribers. So nothing to worry about there. But if you happen to unsubscribe or a payment was declined or unable to process, and then you have to resubscribe after November, I think it's the first, I'm going to say, I'm not sure, but it's definitely taking effect in November. So if after November you use the iOS Apple Patreon app to subscribe, the price would be 30% more. So my advice, don't subscribe through the Patreon app through Apple. I'm pretty sure that if you log in and use like Safari or Chrome or one of the web browsers, even on your phone, you can subscribe that way and just avoid paying that additional 30%. So there's definitely ways around it. Nothing that you are forced to swallow, but I just want to make you all aware of that in case that is how you regularly subscribe, or if anything does happen, I'm not benefiting from any of that 30%. So I wouldn't recommend you subscribe through that and pay an extra 30% for no reason. So just a workaround for future and to keep in mind. I'll try and remind you as well next month in November when it kicks in, just briefly. And like I said, I'll try and put a link here for it so you can get the details. I just want to take care of my subscribers and look out for all of you. And if you don't use Apple or iOS, then no worries. This doesn't really apply to you and you're good to go. I probably should have mentioned that before I gave this little update. What else? So like I said, September is a back-to-school themed month. I have some ideas of what I want to create. I hate promising things because I'm not good at keeping promises, and I kind of like to fly by the seat of my pants with audios. So this month, I'm going to leave it pretty open. Most of my audios, not necessarily all, because again, I like to leave myself the freedom to create what I want, but the majority of them will try and keep to a back-to-school theme. I do know what I have planned in my mind, but you'll just have to trust me on them. I don't want to promise and then the mood strikes me for something else. I do, however, know for sure that I have two scripts that I want to record next month. There is another edition. There's probably three, I think, or so, that the writer of I Only Fuck Married Men, that series, he's about maybe two or three ahead, and he's shared those with me. This one that's coming up in September, it sort of has an end of summer theme to it, not necessarily back to school, but it's a hot one. I've read over the script and I like it, and I really like the next one behind that too. So maybe in October we'll do another one of those. No, he's got three because there's one after that too. Anyway, so if you like that series, there's some more of those coming up, another one in this month in September. And then I also have this sort of, it's not really enemies to lovers, it's sort of like rivals to one night stand story. And it's a series as well that I have permission to record as many as I want, but I've only read the first episode and I'm going to record that this month. And then if I enjoy that character and you guys enjoy it, then I'll look into the other episodes in that series as well. I know I said I wouldn't do this, but here I go. I do have an idea for a new... it's a series, but there'll be different stories in it. And in my mind, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the... And I don't hear the first part, so it's more the second part that I want you to concentrate on. It kind of reminds me of the swim coach theme. Not the swim coach series, not the swim coach, but more so the way I did the very first swim coach episode, which was something happened, and that was the first episode. And then the second episode was the cuckold version of that, where she came home and shared with her cuckold husband what happened. That's sort of the vibe that this has for me, and it has the potential to be like a new series, although it won't always be the same character, but it's going to have like the first story and then the cuckoldish or hot wife-ish type follow-up call to it. So something's going to happen and then she's going to come home, almost like the story time, but with the something happening and then it be potentially a cuckold story after. Again, I don't do a good job of explaining these things when I don't write them down and I'm just working with this vague concept in my head. But I'm very much looking forward to working on that. And I do have a back to school theme of that one in my head. So Yeah, I'm kind of saying putting that on the list this month, or those two on the list, because they're potentially two audios. Maybe I could make them into one. Okay, again, just don't listen to me. Pretend I never said any of that. I hate getting your hopes up and then not doing. There's this saying, and I say it to my husband and I say it to people a lot because it's part of sales, I guess. And it's, I used to do a lot of training back in the day. And it's a saying that I'm sure lots of you have heard, and it's under promise, over deliver. And so you promise a lot less and you end up giving them a lot more. It makes for happier customers. So I'm trying to do that this month. I'll promise less and then I'll do whatever I want and give you a lot of good stuff. Let's see how that works. Okay. You have to trust me. I know you do. You're all so wonderful and amazing with me. Okay, that's enough about that. Of course, this update's running long, but I did have a couple more things that I thought were hilarious this month. They're both just really quick and silly, but every time these things strike me as fun. Actually, now there's three, because now I'm remembering something someone said to me, and I just laughed so hard, and I don't think you'd mind me sharing with you. So three little quirky things. So the one that I just remembered is one of my subscribers was listening to some of the audios that I posted last month that really hit them where they like it most, and they kind of went on a little jerk-off spree, listening over and over again. And he left me a message telling me how much he enjoyed those audios so much so, but that by the final time that he was jerking off and couldn't do it anymore, that he was literally shooting dust. And I just, you should have heard the laughter in this naughty room. I have never heard something so hilarious. And I have saved that in my brain, so don't be surprised if you hear me use that expression in an audio at some point and slip it in, because I thought it was super funny. Also, another thing that struck me as funny this month was there's a phone sex line. It's called Night Flirt. It's one of the places where I take my voice calls, and I would have to say that it's probably one of the most popular sites for phone sex. They're not like a cam site or anything, so that's why I would say it's one of the most popular for just phone sex. And I cannot remember, I didn't write down what day it was, but for some reason, I don't know if it was a holiday last month or whatever the day, maybe it was just a Friday night, but I went to do something on that site or to log in on that site, and I got one of those error messages when you can't reach the site, and it was just this screen, and the message that popped up was, "This site is under heavy loads right now. Please try again later." And I was like, did they really mean heavy loads? Because just the nature of that, the wording there was so hilarious. And I was like, no fucking kidding, you're under heavy loads. Especially, it must have been a Friday night or a Saturday night or something, because I was like, no wonder I can't get in. Everybody's jacking off to this site to some slutty lady in their ears, or man in their ears, and I couldn't get through it. I got through right after, but I thought the wording was perfectly fitting for that. And I don't know if that comes from Night Flirt, or if that's like the browser that puts out that message that this website is under heavy loads. And I think that's why I thought it was even more hilarious, because if it was the browser that just put this random message, it was very fitting for that type of site. And lastly, it was earlier on in the month, so I'm not going to remember the particulars of why or where we were going after, or maybe we were just going to bed. But let's just say we had some fun time in the bedroom, and his cock got a little sloppy. And I remember afterwards, I went to the bathroom. Again, door open, you know me now. I was going pee after this fun adventure, and he came into the bathroom and turned on the shower, and I wasn't really paying much attention. I don't know why, but after, I guess, a minute or two, I looked up because he was just kind of standing there and never went into the shower. Then I realized he was standing outside of the shower and just sort of angling his hips into the shower so that he could just get the spray to hit just his cock and balls, and he could just rinse them from there and not have to go back into the whole shower. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's just standing there, arched. Like, you have to picture his shoulders back, cock thrust forward into the shower. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't want to get everything all wet. I think he was just going to bed. He's just, I just want to clean it off. And I'm like, this is the most hilarious thing. And just yet another thing, an advantage that you men have over women. Not that I think that I would necessarily stand outside the shower and just stick my dick into it to rinse it off, but that's not a possibility with my pussy. I'd have to get in there and get that spray in there. Granted, you know, there's wet wipes and all that stuff. I'm not accustomed to a quick wipe down when some fun has happened and you want to just get on with your day, but not like that. And it was just, just shaking my head thinking, oh my god, maybe this is normal. Maybe many of you, again, this would be an interesting poll. Then again, I wonder how many of you would be honest with me if you stood out of the shower with just your dick and sprayed to wash it off. Probably more than I think, more than I suspect, because I thought he was just like, I get it. You don't have to want to wash everything, but never experienced that before, so all good, all hilarious. It was a fun month. I enjoyed August. I'm sad to see it go. And honestly, I'm not that upset about September. I'm feeling good about it this year. I'm going to have more time in the naughty room. I like the fall weather, and I'm really looking forward to this theme this month because of what's in my head, and I like anything can sort of be channeled into some back-to-school naughtiness. I hope you're looking forward to spending some time with me too this month. I might see if I can squeeze in a live event. I'll think about that. I do have the contest winner audio to do and some hot wife cocktails, MILF tales, maybe stuff to do this month as well. As usual, those will get snuck in there. So all in all, a sexy September to come for you, my luscious ones. Thank you, as always, for supporting me and for sending your messages to me and encouraging me and telling me things like how long you've been listening to me and how happy you are to be here and how much you love the content and how you can't believe the ideas that I come up with and all sorts of great feedback that I get. It just tickles me in all the right places and always puts a smile on my face. It makes me realize just how grateful I am to do this and to have all of you appreciating what I do. So, love you all, my luscious ones. Bye for now. Lacey.